We've seen Jesus traveled to the region of Caesarea Philippi with his disciples. And it was there, after settling down, that he asked his disciples a curious, a strange, and unusual question. Who do people say that the Son of Man is? Jesus has been spending time preaching, teaching, doing acts of miracles, going from town to town, casting out demons. And so he wanted to know what people think he is. But surprisingly, he never asked his disciples what people think about his teaching. He didn't ask them what people think about his miracles. He didn't ask them what impression he was making before the people. He asked, who do people say that the Son of Man is? This is a question about the being of Jesus, the ontology of Jesus. Because I don't believe that Jesus was the only one who had ever performed miracles. Elijah was a man filled with miracles. He performed a lot of miracles. Jesus was not the only one. In fact, when he was casting out demons, there were other people who were casting out demons. For them, it was just a trade, a means of livelihood. But with Jesus, something was unique, something was special. And that's why he asked that question. What are the people saying about me? Not about what he was doing, about his teaching, about his miracles, signs, and wonders that followed him, but about who he is. Now, people's impression of Jesus, people's opinion of Jesus was both good and insufficient as well. It is good because they liken Jesus to Elijah. Some say you are Elijah, Jeremiah, John the Baptist, or one of the prophets. These three men, at least, that the gospel mentioned, John the Baptist, Elijah, Jeremiah, or one of the prophets, these men were revered, profoundly revered by the Jews as authentic messengers of God. People knew them, people revered them as servants of God, as the mouthpiece of God. And so to say that Jesus may be one of them, it's pretty good. But it is also insufficient because Jesus is not just one of the prophets. Jesus is greater than Elijah. Jesus is greater than Jeremiah. Jesus is greater than John the Baptist. In fact, each of those prophets foretold about his coming. They told the people, they prophesied about him. In fact, John the Baptist was the one who put it so clearly that people were going to the desert to listen to, considered a great prophet, is not even worthy to untie his sandals. So Jesus was greater than all the prophets put together. In fact, Jesus was the one who sent them ahead of him. That's why people's opinion of him was insufficient. Now, why is it important to know who Jesus really is? I mean, if you go to Christian bookshop, or if you go online and look for books, you will find books, you know, that explored who Jesus is. Why is it important to know Jesus' being and his ontology? Because our view of Jesus, our notion of Jesus, will determine how we relate to him, how we relate with him. Whatever we think that Jesus is, we determine whether we worship him or ignore him. If Jesus was just one of the prophets, we are simply going to ignore him. If Jesus was like Elijah, Jeremiah, or Prophet Muhammad, or Buddha, or one of the great sages or Sufis, we will ignore him. In fact, people will say, why do we pay attention to him? Why do we evangelize in his name? Why do we rely on him for salvation? Why not go to Buddha for salvation? Why not run to Prophet Muhammad for salvation? Jesus is what Peter said he is in today's gospel. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. I think you heard me here talk about this in a very, you know, funny way, that we are used to calling him Jesus Christ, and we think Christ must be his last name. If Jesus went to school during his time, his last name would probably be Joseph. Jesus, the son of Joseph. Christ is his title. It is his identity. You are the Christ, meaning you are God's anointed one, the Son of the living God. The Son of the living God is God himself. In this declaration, Peter is saying that Jesus is not like John the Baptist. Jesus is not like Prophet Elijah. Jesus is not like Prophet Jeremiah, or Amos, or Habakkuk, or Micah, or Hosea, and all these prophets of the Old Testament. That Jesus, the Son of God, is the Christ. He is God's anointed one. On him, God has been revealed. Through him, God has revealed himself. And it is through him that salvation will be obtained. That there is no other name given to the human race by which we are to be saved but the name of Jesus. And like St. Paul says, that at the mention of that name, every knee must bow and every tongue must confess that Jesus is not a prophet, but that Jesus is Lord. When we call him Jesus is Lord, we take that for granted, brothers and sisters. But for the ancient Jews, to call Jesus Lord was huge, because littered all over in the Old Testament is God as Lord, Adonai. When God revealed himself to Moses, he told Moses, he sent Moses on an errand, And Moses said to God, if I go to Egypt and speak to the people about you, who will I tell them that sent me? You must have a name. And God said, you tell them that I am Yahweh. Meaning, I am the one who is. I am who I am. Now, for the Israelites, Yahweh was so revered that they couldn't call him by that name. And so rather than call him that by his name, the name that he revealed himself with, they decided to call him Adonai, which means Lord. God is Lord. And so to call Jesus Lord is to say that he is God. And so for those of us who are called by his name, if Jesus is God, if Jesus is Lord, if Jesus is the King of our lives, you know what that does? That challenges us to worship him. That's why it is important to know who Jesus is, to know the being and the ontology of Jesus, because if, like I said before, if Jesus is just one of the prophets, you will ignore him because there are so many prophets. Then why do we pray to him? Why do we evangelize in his name? Why do we preach in his name? Why do we think that he is the Savior, since he's like everyone else? But if Jesus is Lord, if he is God, if he is the King of our lives, then he will become our King, and we will commit to him, and he will be at the center of our lives. Everything we do, he becomes the source of it all. In him, we will move, we live, and have our being. Brothers and sisters, this is why it is important to know who Jesus is. If Jesus is God to you, you will know him. You will love him. You will serve him. He will be at the center of your life. He will be your central focus in life. Everything you do will be to please him. Everything we do will be to honor him and to lift his name high. And to those who will do what I have just said, who will love him, serve him, who will identify, who will recognize him as God's anointed one and commit to love him, commit to serve him, Jesus will say to you what he said to Peter in today's gospel. You are blessed. You are blessed because you are the one that has discovered the purpose of your life. You are blessed because you are the one that has discovered what your life is about. You are blessed because you are the one that has realized why you are here. You are blessed because you are the one that has committed your life for a cause greater than you are. Jesus is the Christ, God's anointed one, the Son of the living God. And if we all believe this with all our hearts, with all our mind, with all our soul, and with all our being, then we are challenged to make him the focus of our lives. And like I said before, if we do this, then we are truly the blessed ones. Amen.